In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
A famous poet once wrote, "I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They are not in trouble as other men are, for they are not stricken like other men. They scoff and they speak with malice. Loftily they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue struts through the earth." These words are not the words of a contemporary poet, but these words were written thousands of years ago in the Book of Psalms. They're honest words conveying real human emotion. The words of a righteous man who is struggling to understand an age-old dilemma, and that is, why is it that the righteous seem to suffer while the unrighteous seem to prosper? That same question still rings in our ears down to this present day and hour. We still, at times, struggle to understand that same dilemma. We have that same question in the back of our minds from time to time. And every once in a while, when we witness the rise of evil, our hope for good, our hope for the ultimate outcome of all things, tends to falter, and our faith can grow weak. Today, we hear in the gospel text yet another story of evil in this world. Not the common variety of evil that most have experienced, but real presence of the forces of evil, spiritual powers of darkness. The demonic realm indeed is real, and it is indeed evil. Can we imagine anything more evil than demonic possession of a human being, and especially that of a child? This boy had suffered in every way, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And the father of the boy was desperate. He was near despair. He was losing hope, and he had resigned himself to the fact that perhaps evil would triumph in their lives and over the life of his son. And in his distraught state, with his feeble faith, he encountered Christ. "If you can do anything, please help us," is his plea. And what this father did not know is that he was standing before Christ, who is the victor over evil. Christ immediately addressed the father's faltering faith. "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." And Christ acted, and the boy was instantly cured. Christ prevailed, standing victorious over the evil powers. All of us know what evil is in this world. We have suffered the effects of evil in this life, and we will continue to suffer to an extent from the effects of evil in this world in which we live. Maybe some of us have even experienced something of the demonic realm in our past. Perhaps not. But nonetheless, evil is something that all of us have experienced, a real experience of evil. We face it in our lives, and we continue to face it. And when we face those moments where we know we have encountered something evil, it can be a discouraging thing. We can find ourselves questioning, when will good finally triumph? We can find ourselves questioning, when will Christ's kingdom come in its fullness and truly reign over the evil of this world? And these questions can quickly turn to very personal issues in our life. And we can turn into questions like, when will I rise above the evil temptations that surround me? When will I stand triumphant over the evil that is seeking to overwhelm me? Today, we too must encounter Christ, as did the Father in the Gospel text of Mark today. We need to encounter Christ, the victor over evil. And the way that we must encounter Christ, who is the victor, is through faith. We must believe that Christ is the victor over evil. We must embrace this for ourselves, believing that Christ is the only one that leads us to victory in this life. This year, as we have made this Lenten journey, I've reminded us that Great Lent is essentially a pursuit of God. And today we have to continue in that theme and consider, as we read the gospel text today, that Great Lent is essentially a pursuit of Christ, the victorious one. It's a pursuit of Christ, who is the victor over evil. And if we want to know victory in our lives, we have to pursue the victorious one. We have to pursue Christ the victor. Christ is indeed triumphant over all evil, and Christ will indeed lead us to victory in our lives, but we have to make that effort. We have to follow him to that victory. He is the victor, and we must follow him. But we cannot pursue Christ, the victorious one, with feeble faith. The means by which we pursue Christ is through faith. Perhaps this morning our faith is floundering. Perhaps, like the psalmist, we question the rise of evil in the world around us. Well, that can be our starting point. And that must be our starting point. We must address our faith that is weak. We cannot move past faith that is weak and expect everything will be okay in the end. Christ did not deliver the Son until he first addressed the Father's weak faith. Christ acted only after the Father said, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." If we have a hard time believing that Christ is the victor over evil, if we are struggling to believe that Christ leads us in our personal life to victory, then we must not seek to bypass our struggling faith today. That is the starting point. We must honestly face it. We must confess it. Struggling faith need not be the end of the story if we face it honestly and do what we need to do. The Father struggled in his faith, but that's not the end of the story. His struggle was a chapter of the story. He struggled through that experience to the other side. He proclaimed the little bit of faith that he possessed, "Lord, I believe." But then he confessed his desire to believe fully. And he cried out to the Lord for help, saying, "Help my unbelief." And if we struggle in believing, if we struggle with our doubts, we have to, in like manner, continue struggling. We don't give up in the midst of the struggle, because then all is lost. But if we hold on and we keep struggling through, we can get to the other side of faith. We have to keep struggling to get to that other side. Like the Father, in the midst of our struggle, we have to face today where we are and confess the desire to believe. Maybe I don't believe fully, but I desire to believe fully. And we have to, like the Father, ask Christ to help us in the midst of our unbelief, in the midst of our struggle. Let us seek Christ, the victor over evil, but let us continue that pursuit of him. Evil will not triumph, for Christ has triumphed over all evil through the cross. And whatever evil we see before us, rest assured, it will not prevail forever. It's just the chapter that we're living in the present moment. It's temporary. And this chapter of the story will close and other chapters will unfold. And the end of the story is evil does not prevail. It never does. Christ is the victor over evil. So let us pursue him. Let us believe that Christ will lead us to victory. And let us make the effort in the remaining days of Great Lent. Christ, the victor over evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.